Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. So if you're just joining us, Doc Bill and I are reminiscing about our fabulous trip to Hawaii, to the island of Oahu. We had such a great time, but as I mentioned in the first segment, we really love that fish auction, right, Doc Bill?
We did. It's the freshest, best quality big fish, I'd say, in the world.
And, you know, it's a rare opportunity because we had a behind-the-scenes tour of the Honolulu Fish Auction that was led by Dr. John Kaniko. Now, he's the program manager for the Hawaii Seafood Council, which is a nonprofit organization that manages all of that and also looks at sustainability, too. Now, he talked with us as part of that tour about the fish that they're catching, about sustainability, and just about the whole process of how the fish is caught, how it's brought into the auction, to the area there, and just all of that. Now, we can't put all of that on here, so we do have the full interview on our website at travelbagswithanita.com, so definitely go out and check it out. Doc Bill, why don't we share a small sample of what we talked about with Dr. John Kaniko?
Swordfish, we're doing about 38% of all the American swordfish caught by U.S. boats landed in U.S. ports, and in the first 6 months of the year we do that, because our swordfish fishery just started. At most of our swordfish, 90% of our swordfish, 95% of what we catch here, it's got to be shipped off the East Coast. Once it gets to the East Coast, we track it. Go to Boston, New York. Are you selling our fish as Hawaii fish? Oh yeah, of course we do. Then you get to the restaurant. How is that swordfish represented in the restaurant? Generally as native swordfish. Meaning what? It's American swordfish. Want you to think that the guy at Gloucester or somebody else in Massachusetts just caught that fish. Well, they didn't. It's coming from here. I mean, you can still get out there and fish over here, but East Coast right now, the weather and the sea conditions are not too nice out there.
Now, you also mentioned that you are catching tuna here.
Oh, this is a big tuna fleet here. Yeah. For the fresh market, we don't do any canning. So it's all for, in Hawaii, if you could eat it raw as sashimi or as poke, if you can eat it raw, we'll do it. And if the quality is high enough to eat raw, you're going to get a good price for it. So this is where we are right now is Pier 38 in Honolulu Harbor, where we have the only fish auction or fresh tuna auction in the country. And so this is where we're going to sell individual fish off of these boats to the highest bidder. And it's open bidding out here. We have wholesalers, retailers, and some of the smaller vendors that can actually compete for this fish. So market values for the catch is always set by market competition, not by what some wholesaler thinks the price should be. Because, you know, obviously what's the price of tuna to a wholesaler? It should be as low as possible, right? So they're conflicting interests. The way an auction works is it works on behalf of the producer. So the higher the auction price for the product, higher the quality, better handling on board leading up to it, better prices on the floor, higher commission, the higher value of that commission. So that's how it works. So really the auctioneer is going to be fighting, basically struggling with the rest of the market to make sure that they are not able to steal this fish from the fishermen, right? Because what's their job?
Make sure you get a fair price.
I mean, you don't go out there. I mean, that's what the auctioneer's job is. Make sure you get a fair price for it. Fair market competition. But a buyer, his job is to do what? Steal it. Take
it
cheap.
That's true. That's true. Right? Get as cheap as they can.
It's not about paying high.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
This is basic business. Mm-hmm. Right. Pay low, sell high.
Right. You know? Now, you mentioned also, too, about it being processed on board. So what are the fishermen doing once they catch the tuna? What do they do with it on board?
Oh, okay.
You know, Doc Bill, it was so fascinating to hear him describe what type fish they're catching and bringing into the auction there. But, you know, sustainability was a big part of what they do or what they're doing on a daily basis as well. So let's hear a little bit of what he had to say about that.
That's our function. We've created and try to do a little bit more outreach, education, and make some of these complex issues boil down to something that people can, that are accessible to more consumers and more people.
Now, we talked a minute ago about sustainability being kind of the new marketing catchword. So if you had to define sustainability based on what you do here, how would you define it?
Right. Well, sustainability is there really is no short answer on that
okay.
one. But the very short to try to get to it, I mean, the basic concepts are there, right? You just want sustainable practices are those that are going to not jeopardize the ability of the future generations to do the same thing. Food production could be agriculture production, soil conservation, could be water conservation, that type of thing. But for fisheries, we have different definitions. So we've operated since 1976 under concepts of maximum sustainable yield. Those are target numbers at which that we can harvest without jeopardizing the sustainability or the long-term sustainability of that population of fish out in the ocean, what's left. So we have a sustainable standing stock of populations left out there and a sustainable amount of harvest. So those are two different targets that we're looking at and that are measured and monitored. And that's how we manage these fleets. And so sustainability is not a label. It's not a something that you get certified and achieve and you're good for 5 years. It's a process.
You know, Doc Bill, that's really interesting. I mean, sustainability is really, really important. But, you know, he mentioned a little bit about, you know, who pays for it and how do we really maintain that? Because people want that, but it does come with a cost.
That's true. But the ultimate payer for everything that happens in the market in the world is a consumer. And, you know, you either pay now, you pay later. This fish auction is set up to produce a good product. It gets there. The fishermen get a good price. The market people get a good price, and it works out that everyone gets a high-quality, good-value product that's one of the best in the world, and it works out to be, I think, everyone's advantage.
Well, that's true, you know, and he mentioned also, too, how the fishermen go out. They land the fish, they come and they sell it, we eat it. You know, 60% of the fish that's caught there and brought into that, to the docks there in Honolulu, 60% of it stays in the U.S., and 40% of it goes, you know, elsewhere. But, you know, that's amazing.
Well, it is, and fish is one of the most regulated and highly traded commodities in the world, and it's getting harder and harder to get, and they put something in place in Hawaii that's incredible. But the most beautiful thing about that market, there are no seagulls, no birds around. It's the cleanest fish market and auction setting I've ever seen in my life.
Well, the auction was fascinating. Why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about the auction and how it took place?
Well, it was amazing. They brought in about 62,000 pounds of fish. You had buyers. Some of them were international, most of them were local, and they sat down and they the fish were laid out, and they went down the row with just looking at the thousands of pounds of fish, and they bought and sold them in a matter of seconds. In less than about 3 hours, all that fish was gone, and it was an incredible deal to see people talking and talking about the price and saying, and when the buyers looking and this people, the sellers having the fish out there, and before you know it, it was all gone, and it was an incredible sight to see, particularly all the beautiful fresh fish.
Well, it was a sight to see. I mean, I was fascinated to see the moonfish. There was tuna. I mean, there was so much fascinating fish there, and, you know, it was amazing to see how fast it all took place, as you mentioned.
So if you have a chance, you can also go to that fish tour, visit the fish auction during the week. Not on the weekend, but on the, I think it's the weekends they have the fish auction.
Well, certainly we have that website posted on our website as well, Travel Bags with Anita, and that's at Pier 38, the Honolulu Harbor. You know, it's the only fish auction where fresh tuna is auctioned in the U.S., and everybody loves tuna. I don't know who doesn't love tuna. Who doesn't love a good tuna fish sandwich?
And that's true. And right across, and right in that same area is Restaurant Nico, where you can go and get some of that fish right there at the market and have some ready cooked or buy some of it fresh.
That's true. And then they're shipping it up to the East Coast of Boston and New York. So people are enjoying that great fish just caught right off of the Hawaiian waters all over the U.S. So very good, very good. Now, you guys sit tight, because when we come back, we're going to talk about the very special place where we stayed, our accommodations while we were there in Hawaii. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, brought to you by the Sapelo Island Birdhouses down on beautiful Sapelo Island, Georgia. Check out their website at sapeloislandbirdhouses.com. We'll be back in a few minutes on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550, FM 102.9, WDUN.